Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Football Talk Now, part of the JC Hawk Sports Network, with your co-hosts, Coach Ormond and DJ Colette.
Welcome to Football Talk Now. Tonight on the show, Callie Ward, defensive tackle, Antoinette Borders-Frazier, All-American and Team United will be joining us. Callie Ward plays in WFA Pro of the Women's Football Alliance. The Women's Football Alliance is the largest, longest-running, and most competitive women's tackle football league in the world. I just opened up the chat room, so if you want to go to our chat room at radio.jchawks.com, I'm going to go to that right now. That's radio. JCHawks.com. And if you want to ask a question to Antoinette, go to Pages, highlight over Pages, click Chat Room, and then you'll see me in the chat room right now. So how that works is you pick a name. You can either secure the name or you can just pick a name, like let's say you want to be Xena tonight. I'm going to be Xena. I want to be Thor. I want to be Fluffy Bunny. So you put your name in and you write the message. Now, if you want to secure that name, you would enter it as a password protected, and that way nobody else can take your name. So if you want to be Xena from this day forward, every time you come in the chat room, and it works for this chat room only. So again, that's at radio.jchawks.com, and I'm in there right now. So if you have any questions for Antoinette tonight or me, just go ahead and drop me a line. I just want to remind everybody that if you ever miss an episode, our website is fbtalknow.com. That's fbtalknow.com. And you can see all the episodes that are upcoming or have been played. Our very first show that we had with Football Talk Now was The Fitness Major, and that was on September 12th. That was our debut show, our pilot show of Football Talk Now. And then we had the Mile High Blaze, the Nevada Storm. Last week we had a segment on how to publicize your team. If you didn't hear that segment, that's a good segment. And then tonight we're having Antoinette Borders-Frazier on of the Cali War. So she'll be joining us in just a few minutes. You can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. You just type in JC Hawks Radio. So we're part of the JC Hawks Sports Network. So our Twitter is on JC Hawks. It's JC_Hawks. I actually did sign up for Twitter, but I'm not maintaining a Twitter account, so we'll just kind of use our JC_Hawks. October 8th was WFA National Tryout Day, and we'll talk to Antoinette about that, how her tryouts went with Callie Ward. I looked on Facebook a little bit. I got some reminders that there was some tryouts. So I got some feedback back from the Mile High Blaze and the Nevada Storm. And I would talk to Coach Ormond, but she's not here tonight. She had some personal issues with football and work related. So she won't be attending us tonight. But next week we'll talk about her trials at the Carolina Phoenix. So Antoinette will be calling in shortly. I wanted to read a little excerpt before she signs in. I found online about her. Antoinette Borders-Frazier is one of those athletes that every coach dreams of coaching at least once in their lifetime. She is an incredible person both on and off the field with a fire that is contagious. Her passion and competitive nature has made her an outstanding athlete. I actually got a chance to look at some of her clips. I watched some of the plays of the games. She's been an All-American. She played with her team, the Cali War. I watched her play. And she's very focused and driven, and she'll tell us more how she stays that way as a defensive tackle. Okay, we got a 916 area code. I'm not sure if that's Antoinette. Let me unmute her and see.
Hello?
Hi, Antoinette?
Yes, this is her.
Oh, you're 916 area code.
Yes, I'm from Sacramento, so that's
awesome.
Why. I guess I should have said that so that I was like, I heard you say 916. I say, oh, yes, that's me.
Because I'm from a 916 area code also.
Okay.
I'm from Sacramento.
Okay, I'm Sacramento, but my hometown is actually Antelope, so I don't know.
Okay.
You know exactly.
My sister lives in Antelope, so I'm familiar with Antelope as well.
Okay, well, that's exactly where I'm from, in Antelope, California.
What a small world this is. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you for having me.
I was doing a little research on you, and I read that you have a track and field sports background. What events did you focus on?
So mostly I focused on the field, not the track part. So I did shot put, discus, and hammer in college. I went to the University of Laverne, where I participated in track and field for all 4 years of my collegiate career there.
Oh, and so how did you get involved in women's tackle football?
That actually came about just by I was working out at the gym. I mean, it was as simple as working out at the gym, and somebody came up to me one day and was like, hey, you look like you've played sports before. And I was like, you know, people come up to you all the time at the gym and either try to sell something to you, talk to you, or I don't know, whatever the case may be. So it was just like, well, yeah. They were like, well, do you want to play football? And I was like, no. And so I was like, not really. And then she was like, no, I think you would be good. And I'm really, really kind of just blew it off. But she gave me the card for the Ravens. And it was like tryouts, I think, within the next week or so. And then I went to tryouts, and it kind of was history now. Like, that's how I started. But literally somebody came up to me at the gym and was like, do you want to play football? And I showed up to tryouts, and it was a very a tough time for me even to go to tryouts. Like, I had a nice little emotional, like, little breakdown with my mom and my sister in the car, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't been playing sports in a long time. They're probably going to laugh at me. And, oh, my gosh, I'm so old and all these things. And my sister and my mom were like, are you serious right now? Like, if you don't get out the car, like, and go out there. And then I went out there, and it was like that. I mean, that was it. Like, at the end of the trials, I called them back. I was like, it was great. I did well. My footwork was great. I got a new nickname. Oh, it was. So they were like, oh, all that you being scared for no reason. So it was.
So did you get the nickname? So did you get the nickname when you first tried out? Did they give you that nickname?
They gave me the Happy Feet came about. Because of doing, of course, lateral drills, just with my feet. Obviously, I'm a bigger player, so sometimes bigger players, you don't always think for them to have quick feet. So just being able to do lateral drills, and just sometimes when I get excited before I move, there's like a little feet thing, a little dance my feet do, and then I take off. So it's just that's how Happy Feet came into the picture. And so it's kind of shortened. People just call me Happy. Some people call me Feet, but that's kind of where that Happy Feet name came from ever since then. And then everybody thinks Happy comes from me always smiling. And I do smile a lot too, but it was like Happy Feet was actually my full nickname when I first started.
So it followed you through as well.
Yes. It just because, I mean, after that, it's like, oh, your name, Antoinette, you know, it doesn't really go on the field trying to yell. I learned a long time ago, I was playing sports through high school, Antoinette, it's really hard to yell when you're either running up and down. When I played basketball, like doing that. So it was like already I was nicknamed was Tony. But then when it came to football, it was like I did introduce myself as Tony. But then, you know, there was a couple Tonys or, you know, and it was like, well, Antoinette, that doesn't work. It was like Ant, no, not really. So when Happy Feet came along, it was like Happy Feet or Happy, and it just, you know, stuck from there. And I, you know, I like it. I know when people are like, Happy, Hap, like I know they're talking to me, so it fits.
Yeah, when a Dipke year, you actually had 81 combined tackles, which 49 were solo tackles. Very impressive. And by the end of the season, you were actually the team MVP and first team All-American your rookie year. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, definitely amazing. And I didn't even realize, I guess, that how well I was doing. It wasn't until one of the games where my coach was like, you know, you're doing really well. And I'm like, really? Like, I'm just having a good time type of thing. Like, I mean, I loved it. Like, I wasn't thinking, like, every game stat-wise. Like, I didn't even pay attention necessarily stat. I just, in the game, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm gonna get this person. Like, that was my mindset behind it, not, like, thinking, okay, I'm trying to rack in the numbers. It was more so like, oh, if I can make the tackle, then I'm going to make the tackle. It wasn't like at the end of the game was like how many. It wasn't until I think it was, we had a game against Arizona, and then I got challenged by one of the coach's sons, like, oh, you're not going to make any tackles. Like, and so every tackle I made that game, I, like, looked over him at the sidelines, and he laughed at me because it was just, like, a joke. But I was like, oh, no, I'm going to get tackled. It's hot in Arizona. This sun's coming down. I'm not used to this, you know, different type of weather than, you know, California and Arizona heat. But I still did really well in the tackle, so – but yes, definitely rookie season really like stood out to me just overall, just playing, coming into the sport and kind of just being able to, you know, really like make an impact and kind of really show, okay, I can do this. Cause going into football, like, or just going into any, just going to football, I didn't know what, in a sense, I would be capable of doing. So I think it was really cool for me to do as well as I did in my rookie season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was mentioning before you came on that I actually watched some of your game film, and I actually found you on Huddle.
Recent game film or old one? I was like, which game film?
Well, this was I saw some of the All-Star game, All-American game that you played in 2022, and then I watched some games from 2021, and how there was one gal, she was going forward, she had nowhere to go, she couldn't go right. She had to go left, and she went right into you, and you just knocked her down. You piled on her.
Sounds about right. Yeah. No, definitely.
I mean, you're very focused when you play. You're very focused, and you're driven.
Yeah.
And you keep going until the play stops. I noticed that, too. I mean, you, whoever has that ball, that's where you're at. That's where you're going.
Yes. Yes, it can be very tiring sometimes when it's like, okay, I'm trying to run after people, and it's like, it's clearly not where I'm going to get it, but, you know, I still try to get over there, but then it's like, oh, man, I just wore myself out. I got to make a nice little breather because I know I'm not coming out the next play. So, but, yes, definitely I always like to want to get the tackle to help slow it down. So definitely that's a goal of mine, is I can make the tackle. Like, it doesn't matter how fast they are. Like, that's in my mindset. Like, you are probably faster than me, yes, but it's in those 5 yards. I can probably get you. Like, I can, you know, in my mind, I know I can.
So as a player, what were some of the challenges you faced?
I think it's just, for me, I grew up watching football, of course, you know, watching football is totally different than playing football. So something that I realized that has been a challenge is truly understanding, like, my position, my role. When I first started out, like, obviously being on a smaller team, like, you play multiple positions. So it's like you sometimes don't get the opportunity to truly focus on being a tackle because it's like, okay, I'm being a defensive tackle, but then I may play left tackle on offense, and then I may turn around and be on special teams. So I sometimes felt like I couldn't be as focused and understanding, like, what, like, my assignment was. My coaches were great in, you know, working with me, but it's just like when you have smaller teams, you know, like, we had a game where we showed up with, like, 15 players, and we ended up with, like, 13. So when you have times like that, right then and there, those are the challenges, because you feel like, okay, am I going to play as hard, right? Am I going to go as hard? Because I don't want to get injured because we're already down players. So it's like one of those things where it's like reserving energy rather than being able to sometimes go all out every time like I play everyone. So that was something that was a challenge in the beginning, but definitely understanding, like, my position, being able to really know, and that's something that I worked on a lot this year. I had a lot of help just from teammates and coaches, just really knowing what, like, my goal, like, what my assignment is, what I'm supposed to do on the field. I would say another challenge is just, like always, you know, staying in shape. Like, there's a difference I learned a long time ago of being in shape or like being like healthier, doing things, and then being in football shape, what your body, what you put your body through, especially what we call like in the trenches, like being in that squat position, staying low for so long and then hitting and then turning around and doing it again. So I just think like being in that football shape and like really, really being able to like listen and understand my body. But it is all about like what you eat and taking care of yourself. And no, I may not be the smallest player, but still just really learning my body and taking care of myself, and just trying to stay healthy, like overall, like trying to stay in that football mode, like making sure I'm eating right, making sure that, you know, I'm getting the cardio I need, you know, having the endurance to make it through the whole game, like all those things. So that always is a challenge because I'd say you want to try to eat the best, but obviously I have a full-time job. So it's like, what's easy? It's like, okay, I wasn't able to make me a nice healthy salad, but there's a McDonald's down the street. So that always becomes a challenge because like, so it's trying to work full-time job and maintain like, you know, this, you know, healthier lifestyle, but it just becomes difficult because there's not enough time in the day to, okay, work out, make sure all my meals are prepped. Okay, then I got to, you know, do this, and I'm involved in sorority. So it's like you become so, you know, there's so many things going on. So it's just really that time management. I just listed off so many things that are challenges, time management for sure. So, yeah.
Well, now you're on Team United, and you just played a game against Mexico in September. How was that?
Oh, that was amazing. We played two games within 24 hours. So that was first of all, it was my first time going to Mexico, so I really, really like. I always love to being able to travel. So this has kind of gotten me the opportunity to travel, but just being over there and experiencing the players and the fans, like their fans are the amazing fans. So that was really cool. But just being able to play there, and I mean, being part of players that I've played against or anything like that was an amazing experience. Like just the way the players were just very, I mean, you kind of felt like a celebrity after the game. Like even though we won both games, like they wanted to take pictures and, you know, just do like meet you and get to know you. And yes, there's a language barrier, but they're still like, you know, telling how great you did. And oh, I wish, you know, I think the first time, I mean, I've heard it before, but somebody was like, I wish I was as big as you. I was like, wow, I haven't heard that, you know, before. Like, so it was just a great experience. But just, you know, I think being able to realize what you can do, because mm-hmm. I never thought, like, we played a game at 4 p.m., and then the next day we played our game at noon, I want to say. So it's like within, like I said, those 24 hours, we're playing two games. So just being out there on the field, the game was, like, raining, and, you know, we haven't played with each other before. It's like you know each other, but you haven't played. But being able to be out there and mesh with people, different athletes from all the different teams, like that was amazing. And just, you know, when you get that first tackle, like that excitement, and my mom was able to travel with me, so that's always exciting when she's able to be there and support me. So it was honestly an amazing experience. Like I will definitely like always remember that experience, being just getting to bond with the different athletes and seeing everything that they could do, meeting the different coaches and learning from them, even in that short period of time, being able to learn different things from them. So it was an awesome experience. And like I said, just knowing what your body could do. Like, so if people say you can't do something, like, no, your body will do whatever like you truly put your mind to. A lot of icing, hydration, cold, definitely took like cold showers, stuff like that. But I mean, it really was a great experience. And just being out there in Mexico with the, like I said, with the team and meeting the different players, even from the opposing team. And even after, like I said, just them wanting to take pictures, I have several pictures with them. And, you know, they asked me to be on their TikToks and stuff like that. Like that was just right then and there, just a great experience. You bond over TikTok, and I don't even have a TikTok, but now I'm on somebody else's. So that was great, just being able to experience that, experience the culture, like just seeing, like I said, and their fans were amazing with the flags and everything that they did. Like the players were really like, it's really great when you play, and even though, like I said, we won, but you play against, they never gave up. They worked hard, I mean, on and off the field. Like, just being able to to see other athletes like that, especially from a different country. Like, I think that's amazing. Just you see the determination in them, you know, no matter the score, no matter the size difference, like they were out there ready to play and challenge us. And so I think that's amazing when you see that, when you have that opportunity.
And I think the advantage, too, with playing out there is a lot of your Cali War players went with you, didn't they?
Yes, definitely had, a lot of teammates. So that's always great, being able to be out there with the teammates and just because we know each other. We know what we do well, what we need to work on, our coaches, everything like that, being out there with Coach King. You know, Jeff and Lisa King, like, of course, you know, being able to play with Lisa and then, of course, Coach King, Jeff, he's, you know, the defensive coach for us. So I already know what he's looking for and I already know those expectations. And so even just being out there with my other teammates as well, like us being able to talk to each other and just bond even more like that, that is always amazing, too, and a great experience.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, but since Coach King was out there coaching, you didn't have to adjust that much because you know his technique and his style. Now, what about the All-American? You played three times, 2019, 2021, and 2022, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so the coaching style on that, what was that like? Different?
Well,
I mean, were you able to adjust?
Well, with 2019, it was a little different for me because for 2019, I played mostly offense rather than defense. So definitely I would say the challenges, and I take my hat off to people who are definitely better at learning plays than I am, because I think that's the most challenging thing. Even though I know there's only so many blocks that I could do, you still want to understand what's happening behind you, where the running back's going, where the ball's going to probably be thrown to your wide receiver. So definitely I should say that, like my rookie season, I, you know, wasn't thinking that I was going to be playing a lot of offense because I was going, you know, I made the team off of defense, but I had the opportunity to play more offense, and it was like, okay, I need to get these plays down. So just learning the plays, and I actually had teammates that went with me my rookie season that, you know, just being able to go over and like, okay, I know these plays, like learn them within a short period of time. And then going into the other two seasons, I did more so be able to play defense. So it definitely is different because of the defense you run during season, and then turning around now you're, you know, for defense, we ran a three front, right, in the All-American. That was something that we, at least my first and second time All-American, that was three front, and that was totally different. Like, I was like, wait, what is, I'm by myself? Like, totally different. Like, I was like, well, what's the strong? Who's coming here? Like, definitely different. And trying to know, okay, the linebackers, like, a different understanding of what's going on the field. And once again, I think is because I wasn't always able to focus on just my position. It's like understanding what my role was on the field. So this past year, I was a little bit more comfortable because I was like, okay, I kind of know what to expect. We may do a three front, we may do a four front, but like, I know my goal is not always, you know, my job is not always to make the tackle, but I'm going to make sure if I have two people on me, I have a linebacker coming in. So I think once you kind of, you know, go through it a couple of years, you realize like it may be, you know, different fronts for defense, and understanding like if you are, you know, a three front, what exactly is, you know, what is your job? And okay, a four front, what is your job? Okay, a five front, what is your job? Like understanding all that. So I definitely feel that's been something that was a challenge and a different experience, especially when you have different coaches. But it's, you know, these coaches know what they're doing. They know what they want. And so they see something and you just kind of follow through with it. And I have nothing but respect for all the coaches that I've been able to be coached by, because every single one of them, I've learned something different that I can apply to when, you know, I play back with Cali War. But definitely understanding that I listen to my main coach, but yes, still being able to pick up like little pieces along the way so that I can, you know, overall be a better player.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about memorization of your plays. Was it easy?
No, I've done flashcards, like, and I've done everything you could think of to memorize. I will watch plays. I will have somebody explain it to me. I will draw it out. but I am still horrible. I am still get to the huddle. We get the play. Yes, I know the play. This is where I'm going. And we get out there like, wait, which way am I going again? Wait, no, which way? Which way are we going? Where, you know, it never felt. So it's always nice to have a good, you know, guard, a guard that knows what they're doing, a center that knows what they're doing. And that's been something that's been really great with, especially these past 2 years with Cali War. They know what they're doing. So they know most of the time when I'm coming in on offense, it's like just point and tell her where to go, because I'm gonna mm-hmm. knock down people. Make sure you tell me where to go, because I may not know. I was like, no, which way are we going again? You just said, like, what did we just say in the huddle? No, I understand what you said in the huddle, but by the time we got here, I saw everybody lined up and I forgot. So it's great to have also great teachers on the line with you. So we have great guards that help me out a lot.
Yes. So when you prepare for a game, what's your preparation? How do you prepare for a game?
Well, the night before, I love pasta. Like, I think that's probably my biggest thing. The whole week leading up, though, it's like a whole thing, like, that I do leading up. Like, I will start watching, like, football games, like, every day leading up. And it doesn't necessarily have to be me. But I just watch, and it's not necessarily even the team we're about to play, like not like leading up like the night before or the couple days before, like that Thursday, Friday, it may be focused more so on the team we're playing, but the days before, it's watching football, just kind of getting myself into, especially trying to focus in on, if, you know, watching clips of tackles, watching clips of defense, like different things like that. So that's something that I do kind of leading up. I get my Pedialyte. I'm very big on Pedialyte. I know some people don't enjoy it, but I will buy a Pedialyte and have a Pedialyte a day leading up into the game, like that whole week, including like water. So it's like Pedialyte and water. And so those are just some things I'm very big. I learned a long time ago about eating bananas. So it's like things that I've learned along the way. So I definitely have a couple bananas a day leading up as well. But like the night before, everybody knows, like, I love pasta. So I'll try to get me some pasta. Olive Garden is one of my favorite. But whatever, if we don't have that, then pasta, try to do that. But a lot of it is just going over what is the expectations from me. I think it's very mental. Like, I want to be able to get enough sleep. So it's like, I don't need like complete silence, but I can have people around me, but I want to be focusing on what exactly is expected of me this game, right? What is the game plan is, you know, and what goals do I have for myself? So it's like, I make sure I have that great meal. I make sure I have my Pedialyte, my water, but it's a lot of focusing on like, what's my goal? Like, what do I want to accomplish this game? Or like, what is something that we know this team that we're about to compete against does a lot? Like, do you know, are they a run team? Are they a pass team? So that's when I really focus on, okay, who we're about to play. A lot of people know, don't really talk to me maybe the night before, and definitely the day of. Like, it's like, I know my name's Happy Feet, but I can probably walk around with like, it's not even like I try to smile a little bit, but it's the focus face, right? I'm not angry.
Well, you're focusing.
But it's definitely focused. So I have a playlist, and so I put on my playlist, and I just kind of really zone in. Like, I try to eat, you know, a great breakfast. I love Panera and the smoothie. Like, there's key things like Panera, smoothie, or omelet or something like that, some eggs, some good stuff. Like, try to eat that earlier. Like, I don't really like waking up early, but I'll wake up early so I can have a good breakfast, so I can have a decent lunch before the game, because I know I'm not going to want to, like, eat right before the game. I wish I could eat closer to the game, but I know I can't. But I know I need to put something in my body, because I've had some games where I didn't eat like I should, and it was halftime, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not going to work. So definitely just doing all that. I pack my bag the night before. That's a big thing for me. I pack it and unpack it. I have a checklist to make sure I have everything. I'll have, like, 5 pair of socks. I don't need all the socks, but I'll have, like, all the socks. You know, I pack both jerseys just in case. 2 pair of pants, 2 girdles. Like, everything is, like, most of my bag is huge. it's a baseball bag, so it's a bat bag, so it's huge. And I make sure, like, everything is like, okay, I have two mouth guards. Okay, I have my, you know, this. Like, okay, I have, you know, so it's one of those. I make sure my checklist and my bag is packed the night before. But, yeah, game day, definitely, you know, having my music. I don't really watch or anything on the game anymore. Now it's just listening to music and just staying focused. I have really bad anxiety before a game. And I really like, I know everybody, I really don't like it when defense has to start. So I'm always like, oh my gosh, is defense going to start? And every time defense, I'm like, man, I just want to watch. Like, can I just watch for a little bit, let my nerves come? But there has not been a game since the day playing that I'm not nervous for. I get nervous before practice. So games is like 10 times over, and it's just that, you know, you want, who doesn't want to have a good game? Like, and people have bad games, and I'm like, no. Like, I'm going to, you know, I want to do well. So it's, like, really kind of sticking to, you know, certain things that I always do before the game. But it is just kind of being by myself, being in my zone. I have certain leggings that I wear. I have certain of my slides that I wear, like a specific white T-shirt. Like, there's specific stuff that I wear, and I may rotate out certain things. But if anybody really pays attention, you would only think, like, before the game I have two pairs of leggings because it's one or the other. But it's just, you know, you kind of get in these habits, and it's like, oh, no, if I'm off, like, that, the whole thing is messed up. If I don't pack exactly five socks, like, that's going to be the one time, like, five teammates need socks, and I now don't have any because I handed them out, not, you know, like, so those are some things that I definitely have done for the beginning since playing. I kind of got into a routine, and I've just stuck with it regardless. And then once being on, you know, kind of the, you know, going and being with Cali War, it's definitely really like something I stick to even more. Like, no, you can't ruin that. Like, I know my shows are already prepped. Like I said, the football game's ready to watch. Like, that's all I'm watching. It's like, where do you watch me tonight? Oh, some football. It's like, you don't want to watch anything else? No, like, no, I won't. I'll catch up on my shows later. Like, that's my focus and stuff like that. I have specific workouts that I know I'll do at the gym. I won't work out, of course, Friday. Thursday's cardio, like, so yeah, it's a little bit of a routine for that week leading up.
So nobody better throw in that monkey wrench. They better just let you do your thing.
And there is, with work, with whatever comes in, like, there's always something, right? You know, you'll get flights. There was a time we had a game, I can't remember which game, our Texas game, and I'm very big on what time we leave. Don't mess up on the time we leave. Everybody knows if I'm leaving and you're in my car. So we were flying out early in the morning, and my teammate didn't wake up. I love her, but I left her and went to the airport by myself, and I was so frustrated. She made the plane, she did, but she had to drive herself, and I felt bad, but it was like, she was like, no, I know how you are. Like, you said you were leaving, because I'm just like, no, I have to get there. And then, obviously, LAX, I have to park. And then going, like, you never know what's going to happen at LAX. And that day, it was like, not only, you know, you hydrate. Well, now it's an hour and a half drive there. So I'm like, by the time I get there, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. And so it was just one of those things where you don't, yeah, we were, the flight was delayed like three times, and I'm just like, wait a second, like, I have to be able to get there in enough time because I got to find where I'm going to have pasta. Like, so yeah, I definitely have rinses thrown, and I'm
you
just
do
like,
have
okay,
your routine.
I do. The good thing about it is my mom has come to games, and she knows like what body armor I want, what Pedialyte I would like. She kind of keeps, you know, people away from me. Like, she's kind of a good bodyguard / you know, momager, all those things that you could think of. Like, she's really good, and I have some really great teammates that really know that, okay, like, you know, Antoinette's not being mean, she's just preparing for the game.
So your mom goes to every game, doesn't she?
My mom has missed only one game. She's gone to every game since I've played, so she flew, she's flown out to every game, or she's flown out to LA, and then we've gone to games together. She was really big on, like, she'll travel with me, which really helped calm my nerves, because if I don't have it, especially, like, with everything, you know, in COVID, you forget a mask. My mom has 10 in her bag. So, you know, there's certain things that, you know, it's great having her around to make sure that if I don't forget anything, or like I said, she's really big on making sure the hydration, so I can rest maybe before a game. My mom finds a Walmart wherever we go. Wherever we've gone, when we played in Costa Rica, we found a Walmart in Costa Rica. So my mom finds a Walmart and will go to the Walmart and pick up all water and body armor, whatever I need. And, oh, we need extra. Do we need this? What else do we need? Oh, shoot, we forgot. It's going to be hot in Texas. We need some spray for the side. Oh, you know, she's really great with that. Oh, we need some pickle juice. We'll go get some pickle pops. Like, that's, those are essential. Pickle juice is essential on the side. So, definitely, she's gone to every game. She only missed one, which was okay. It was a family graduation, so that was fine. But other than that, yeah, she's been to every single game.
That's great to have that support system.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I see that. Yeah, the whole family does.
Yeah, the
are they
whole
all
family
from? Are they all from California?
Yeah. Well, all of us. Yeah, all of us were. Most. I mean, we're not. Of course, we're from other places. But yeah, all of us are in California, Sacramento area. That's where most of us are. My mom's still in Sacramento with my grandma. My dad's in the Bay Area, so yeah, all in that same area. My cousins all in Sacramento. The only part, my sister, she's in North Carolina, so that's where she's at right now. But yeah, we're all from that general area, Bay Area, Sacramento area, all in Northern California.
So I saw that you were signed for the Coffee Bowl for 2023. How did you go about getting involved in that international game?
That was just having conversations with Coach King. He was just me wanting to grow as a player. So just having conversations with him about, you know, stuff I want to do. And so just being able to, like, okay, well, if that's something you want to do, you know, you give your information. Obviously, Coach King oversees it, but he's also my coach. But you still have to kind of, I would say, in a sense, like, prove yourself. Like, I don't want to be like, yeah, I want to do it and not be able to, you know, play. So just seeing the opportunity, I want to say any opportunity to play, I want to take advantage of that. And I don't want to say no matter the cost, because that definitely cost comes into it. But I have great people. I have great support system, people that have helped me along the way in regards to being able to, even when I was able to play in Mexico, one of my sorority sisters and her family members, and they gathered money for me so that I wouldn't have to worry about it. So that helped take care of me going there. So just knowing that I have that support, and they didn't ask for anything for me to go and just do well. So that was amazing. So just knowing, I have them backing me for that. So then going into the Coffee Bowl, just, you know, having those conversations with Coach King, and then what do I want to see in the, you know, what's my goal in playing football. And of course I want to do better and get better every year and improve. So this is another opportunity for me to do that. And then just being able once again to travel and, you know, go to a different place and see different athletes, and just being able to, like, you know, that love for the game, like being able to, you know, spread that, like that's just amazing. And just with the opportunity, like, we're not only playing the game, but we're going to be able to do a camp the day before. So that's always great, because then you get to meet the players and you see, like, different skill levels. And it's just always, because you're teaching, right? I've learned from great coaches. Mm-hmm. So now being able to go there and work with them and be able to kind of do the same thing, like, that's amazing. And I think that's exciting, because then it takes away, yes, it's a competition, but at the end of the day, like, we love this game and we want to make sure that, you know, we are on the same playing field, you know, as the men. So it's like we have to, you know, come together and be able to do and take advantage of these opportunities and teach each other and grow. And so overall, we're just, you know, creating better athletes. So this alone just makes me a better athlete to be able to have this opportunity. And I'm really appreciative of being chosen to be on the team and to show that, okay, you know, to take advantage of this opportunity and really, like, be out there and, you know, lead and, you know, all women empowerment. But it's not just that. It's like just being overall, like, trying to be a great athlete and continue that on.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be in February, is that not?
Yes, February. I always mix up the dates, but it's like February.
I thought it's the 18th.
Yes, it's like the 18th. The game is on a Sunday. Like, I want to say I think that's the night. I can't remember. But, yes, the game is on a Sunday. So we do have, like, the camp on the Saturday, and then Sunday we will be playing. So, yeah, it's that weekend, in February before I think there's a holiday that Monday coming up. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I noticed all the signings of people. I just saw some people from Derby City, Cali War.
Yes.
So how are you guys going to prepare for that game? Now, do you guys get time out there to practice? Do you go early and get time out to practice like you do with the All-American game?
Well, you can, but it's really hard depending on everybody's work schedule. But something we do is we get together before. I mean, Zoom, having, you know, Zoom videos, kind of. So we get all the information beforehand, what kind of like the expectations are in regards to like positions and, you know, any plays and anything like that. So that definitely is what we do beforehand. So we get out there, mm-hmm. depending on what day, like we do have like, okay, try to get out there no later than Friday, right? That's the goal because we'll have like the camp and then we'll have the game and then being able to fly home. So it's like being able to get out there Thursday or Friday, then we do have the opportunity to meet with coaches, go over plays, go over positions, go over different things like that so that we are prepared before the game. So we do definitely have Zoom meetings with different, you know, your positions coach overall as a team. Getting to know each other, and it's great too because there's still some of the same, there's new athletes that are joining, but then some of the same athletes before, so you're building on what we've already done and then kind of continue from there. So I think it's just that's something that we're going to be doing a lot of just having meetings prior, just because we're all mm-hmm. in different areas, so having Zoom meetings prior and just so we can go over different things. And then once, of course, we get out there and we go through different run-throughs, different things like that, so that we can be as prepared as possible.
Yes. So somebody asked me a question to ask you. Do you consider yourself a role model?
I would not say that. I know probably people would say that. I've never considered myself like a role model. Because there's so many people that I believe I look up to still. So I feel like if I have so many role models and I'm still, like, learning, I still feel like I'm in the beginning stages because I haven't been playing that long. So, no, I haven't considered myself a role model just because I still feel like I'm still in the learning stages. Like, I don't feel like I know enough to be, like, a role model yet. So I'm working on it.
I would consider you a role model. Just watching you, how you play, and how you focus and how you are on the field. I would consider you a role model.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
The way people treat you, they respect you as a player, as a person. I mean, I've heard good things about you. Just, you know, just reading the comments that I've read about you, I would consider you a role model.
Well, thank you.
Girls would look up to you. And like you said, when you were in Mexico, how they came to you, how they treated every player, treated all the players. And
yeah, no, definitely, definitely like appreciate that. And like I said, I'm working to it, but it, yeah, definitely enjoy. And I know I have people that do look to and that I talk to a lot, but I just feel like we're all the same. We're each other's role model.
Now let's talk about your team.
Okay.
Cali War is Los Angeles' longest-running and most successful professional full-contact women's football team, and your mission is to provide women the opportunity to play and compete at the top tier of tackle football, preparing for international and national competition while fostering an environment of goodwill and sportsmanship. So tell me about mm-hmm. your team. What stands out about your team?
I think the family. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, we are coming together to play football, and some of us have been playing for many years, some of us have been playing for 2 years. So I think it's that whole family aspect of us coming together and having that common goal. Like, we want to be out there together, we want to win. So at the end of the day, you remember that, like, no matter what goes on, like, you're gonna have bad games. We've had bad games, we've had great games. So just sticking together and that family that family mindset. And I think when you think about family, you think about the ups and downs, and you think about when you overcome several things, but you think about those challenges and how you get through it. And I always think, like, there's, you know, those moments where you realize, like, this is why, you know, you play or different things like that. And we had a game against Reno in the season, the 54-52. We won by 2 points, and we're down the whole game. That game right there was one of those, like, solidifying moments, I think, for myself and a lot of teammates, where it's like, this is why you do that, because we were down. We were down in the at halftime, like, 30-6. Like, it was one of those games where you're just like, wow, what's going on? But we came together and we won. And those moments, like, right there where it's like, we overcame all that and we won. And so that's the family. Like, you can't do that in other units. Like, you may not be able to do that, but you have to really depend on who you're on the field with. And there's been many moments where I've been exhausted, or you can see that in some other, your other teammates' face, that they're exhausted or they're giving it their all. So it's like, when you have that family, like, I'm going to do that, not just because you're my teammate, but you're my sister, like, you're my family, like, and we're out here together, like, we practice together, we run together, like, we're doing this together, like, so I think that's something that has really, really stood out to me, is that having that family unit, like, having that as our foundation, like, that family aspect of it is, like, we're going to go through tough times. Like, we're not going to sit here and be like, it's going to be perfect. Like, of course, we want a perfect season. We don't want to have any issues. Who doesn't want to have that? But having those things make you stronger, right? Going through those trials and tribulations, like, that makes you stronger. And a lot of our teammates individually go through things, and I think it's like, we come together off the field too. Like, we've gone through so many things off the field. So it's like, I know that these women support me on and off the field. If I needed something, you know, off the field, like, they're going to be there for me just like they're going to be there on the field. Like, when I fall on the ground and I fall hard, there's one player, like, one of the smaller players on the team, she'll be right over there just to run and help me up. Like, it's like, it takes a lot to get me up when I fall hard. So it's knowing that I have my whole team there, you know, backing me and supporting me. So in that right there, it's just family. And I think that's what really, I mean, every team has that, but for me, that's what sets us apart, is our family and everything that I know we've gone through and we've overcame, and we are continuing to grow on that. So it's having that foundation, and just everybody, you have that drive, and it's like that hustle mentality. Like, you work through everything. Like, we're working through having jobs, we're working through traveling, we're working through, you know, family, you know, death, we're working through so many things, and we're here, we show up for each other. And so it's like, that really kind of, to me, like, has set us apart and, like, made this a great experience. And why, you know, I know we could do anything, we can accomplish anything because of that.
It's funny that you mentioned the 54-52 game, because that's the game I wanted to see, and I can't find it anywhere on the internet.
I don't know.
That's one that's not on there. The other game against the Storm was on there.
No, that game was, and it's one of those things too, like, granted, yes, watching it, but it is one of those you had to be there moment games, because even, like, I'm on the field, and that was a game that I was so blessed to have to play offense and defense, and playing offense, I was like, oh, I don't know if I could do it. But that was one of those games where it was like, I didn't even know if I could make it back and forth to the huddle. So they knew, tell me who do I hit, where is the running back going, so I know to move a person. So that game was definitely, it was one of those, like, you couldn't have it. I mean, like I said, it was one of those moments for me, like, that was like, this is where I want to be. Like, did I want to go through that, you know, 30-6, like, in the beginning? No, because as defense, like, you're like, wow, like, what's going on here? But when you come back and you win like that, like, right then and there, like I said, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else in the world. Like, in that moment, that's where I wanted to be, with my teammates, with my family, like, on that field, in that moment, like, that's where I wanted to be. And that right then and there, like, really makes you, like, yeah, like this is why I love it. This is why I work hard for this team, for this family, like work hard, you know, work 40 hours a week and then still go to the gym and still try to do stuff like right then and there, those moments right there being that opportunity to play on the field. Cause you don't get a lot of time. Like I've been playing only what, this is my fourth season and I'm not a spring chicken. I'm a nice young 35. So it's like, I don't have more that many years, but I play with some wonderful athletes that are younger than me. And so it's like, you know, you those are the moments, like I'm taking advantage of these moments, like being able to, like, how many more years? I don't know how many more years I have in me. I will try to play until I'm in a walker, wheelchair, whatever, but you know, just you, that moment right then and there is something that I that I could never, you know, couldn't even write that. That was amazing.
Now, you finished your season up 5-2. And then in the playoffs, you defeated Arlington Impact. But you had lost to them during the regular season. What was different about the two games that you played? What changed?
I would always, you know, my mom would like to say it because she wasn't there the first game. But, no, I definitely feel I definitely feel it's one of those moments where you realize, okay, something, you know, you just have to go back to the drawing board. Like, you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose like that. And you just realize maybe all of us weren't as prepared. Maybe all of us, you know, didn't come to play. Like, I mean, I can't only speak for myself. I know I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was for the Heat. And so I definitely say that took a part. I can only speak for myself, you know, having you know, coming from such a great win and then going there and then losing, like, I think that's a big kind of like reality check to be like, oh, okay, like, woof, that wasn't fun. And so you go back to the drawing board, you really go back and see what do you need to change, where can we improve. And I think it goes back to holding us as players, each other, ourselves and each other accountable. And you know, sometimes it's hard because we're traveling and maybe not everybody could travel because of job or whatever the case may be. So it's being there for each other. It's like, okay, knowing that, am I going to have to step up because, you know what, my teammate can't be there because of this or that or the other. So I think it's coming to that realization that we as a team have to step up when we may not have everybody on the field that we had before. So I think it was really kind of like a big reality check, one of those things that you don't want it to end like that for something like for a season that we were having, you know, and you want to go, like I said, you want to have a perfect season undefeated. But I think it's one of those things where it's that, oh, okay. Let's look ourselves in the mirror and see what we need to change. And I think that was an opportunity for us to be like, okay, what am I going to do differently? Like how am I going to approach the game? Cause we're going to get this opportunity again. So how am I going to approach the game a little bit different so that I can be better for my teammate? And then what do I need to talk to my teammate about? What did I see? And I think being able to have those conversations with each other, it's not always easy, but it's not, I don't take it as in somebody, you know, I always say like, I want people to, you know, that constructive criticism. Like I know what I can do right. What did I do wrong? And tell me, I can be a big crybaby, but at the end of the day, I want to improve and I want to win. So I think it's being able to have those conversations. It's how you have those conversations. It's respecting that each of us bring something to the table. So we respecting that and having those harsh conversations with each other as teammates and listening to our coaches and, you know, having those conversations with our coaches and being able to say, what do I need to do better? How do I, you know, need to do my job better as a team? So definitely going back to the drawing board, knowing what we were going to do the next time and definitely preparing for that Heat, because it was no joke that playing in that Texas Heat definitely is something different, does something different than your body. We know California Heat, but Texas Heat, it's different stages.
And Texas is so weird. It'll be nice one day, all of a sudden it'll start raining, pouring, then it'll be nice again. It is the weirdest weather out there.
It really is, and everybody has the AC on, really, which is what you need to have the AC on, but when you're going in and out, and then it's like, you know, you get there and it's like you think you hydrated enough, but it's like, wait, now did I hydrate too much? And then it's like you warm up, but I don't really need to warm up because I'm physically hot. So I don't need to warm up, but you got to stretch and oh my gosh, is this, you know, it's still hot when the sun goes down, so you just don't now have the sun in your face, but it's still just mm-hmm. as hot when the sun goes down. So it's just, sometimes you can't really prepare for that. Like, you can't prepare for that heat, but you just know, okay, for next time we just, that's what I said, we made sure we had extra pickle pops and we were hydrated, and it's a different mindset when you go back in after a loss. Especially a loss like that, you go in with a different, like, this is not going to happen. Whatever I felt then, I don't want to feel like that again. So you go in and you go in with a different mindset. And I think it's, you know, we hold each other accountable on the field, on and off the field.
Yes. And then you played Minnesota next. How was that game?
Minnesota, you have some great athletes on the team. So it's always hard. You know, we came in last season, that was the game. It was like a whole, like, remix, like, rematch game. And so that definitely we prepared, and we just came up short. it was a hard game. Like, there was so many things that we did right, and then there's always things, obviously, that we can improve on. But, I mean – yeah, that's always hard. Minnesota, that's always a hard one to talk about. Both years. The first year, it wasn't as hard because I was just like, there was so much going on, and you don't realize, because at that time, you know, I was only half. We came in halfway through the season because our other season ended early with all the other stuff with the other team. So coming into that one, like, you it was a little bit different, but you still want to win. Like, who cares, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, you still want to go in and win. So coming in this one and knowing it's like, okay, in Minnesota again, and we're playing at the, you know, at the school, same school, and it's like, okay, you know, we got this, and you know, everything, you're just like, wow, okay. And then, so look at this game, it's close again, and what, I mean, it's just every single moment, it's like, I don't even know. Like I said, it's a hard one. It's a hard one to think about. And I've watched the game, and I'm there. I don't watch the end. So you just watch to a certain point. It's like when you watch, like, the Titanic, and you have the cassette player, and there's two tapes. You don't put in the second tape. Like, that's kind of like. But you know, at the end of the day, like, I feel like they just, you know, they came out there. We played a great game. They played a great game. They just played it a little bit greater, like, and they have some great athletes. We have amazing athletes, so it's not one of those things where it's like it's two great teams coming together and battling it out. So definitely, like I said, it's a hard one to talk about. It still kind of like crushes when I talk about it, because you want it so bad, and it's so hard when you get there again and then you just come up short. So definitely a hard game to lose, for sure. Again, it's like, that does, you don't want that. We don't want that again. So you just prepare.
What's ahead then for Cali War? So what's ahead? You just had your tryouts. How did that go?
That went good. You have, once again, a lot of athletes. We had a lot of veterans come together. We have some new athletes out there. So I think it's just starting from the beginning with the end in mind, like, this is where we know what we want. We know what we want, and we know, like, we know how to get there. So it's like, you know, it's like, this is where we're starting. That's where we want to end. This is, what are we doing in the middle? So it's something that, you know, we talked about even at tryouts. It's like, hey, you know, we came tryouts. Great. We did these workouts. You can't now just go home and sit. Like, you got to work out at home. Like, this is, you know, us getting together, like, this is the small part of the whole package of wanting to play and wanting to compete against other teams. Like, yes, we have practices, but you have to do it on your own. You have to get with a teammate. You get with whoever you need to, and you get out there and you work out and you prepare and you learn, you know, what position, especially with the newer, the, you know, having rookies, it's like, what position do you want to play? Where do you, you know, talking to, you know, your teammates, so it's us as, you know, veterans reaching out to, you know, the rookies or newer players, and just kind of really kind of taking them under and be like, okay, we're a family, and this is how we're going to get through this. These are the road bumps we've had in the past, and this is how we're going to overcome them. So I think it's definitely where that foundation that we have, it's making sure that we're including the rookies, the new players in that foundation, and then building from there. Because as long as we have that strong foundation, we'll be able to do it. It's just making sure we include everybody, and it's just making sure everybody, it's not just what we do on the field, it's what we do outside the field, and then it's how do we stay, you know, motivated, keeping each other on track, that accountability, and just really making sure that we all understand that it's not just on the field, it's what we do outside the field that matters as well. So mm-hmm. I think that's something that'll definitely help. And you have different individuals that have been athletes their whole life, and you have some that haven't, that think, you know, this is a great opportunity, and, you know, I'm fit. So it's even getting all of us on that same mindset is like, this is what the expectations are, right, to compete. You know, we are in the WFA Pro. That means something. we're going to compete against some other great athletes. Like, it's not, we're yes. going against other great athletes. It's great athletes against great athletes. So what's going to make you better than that other great athlete, right? What is going to be your one-up, mm-hmm. right? And so, and that's what I think about when I play, because there's always other great people on the line, great athletes on the line that I go up against, but it's like, okay, what am I going to do that's just a little bit different? Be like, I'm just a little bit quicker than you thought, didn't you, right? Like, I've always like, oh, I know people think I'm slow, but don't let me get started. My feet will go, like, you know. So I think it's like finding that niche for yourself and then working, you know, developing that as a team. And we have a great opportunity to do that. We've had that every year. We have it this year. And it's just continuing to build on that foundation that we've already have. We have great athletes. We have great veterans. We have great rookies. We have, you know, great coaches. So it's just, okay, we have that. So what's going to be our one-up now? Like, how are we going to mm-hmm. be better, you know, than last year? What are we going to do? And I think those are the questions we're asking ourselves and putting them actually into action. Like, we can say, I'm going to be better than I was last year. Okay, what does that look like, though, right? Like, what are you doing differently this year? And I think that's the big thing that we're going to be working on as well.
Yes, you ended that on a great note. Is there anything that you want to say that maybe we might not have covered about Tally War?
No, I love my teammates. They are great, so nothing. Like I've already said, it's some great athletes. I really do enjoy it. Like, there's nothing more that I could say besides that, because it's been an amazing experience. And I, like I said, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than with these athletes and being able to be on the field with them. You know, their family, like they're my family. And, you know, when family gets together, like great things can happen. So that's it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you, Antoinette, for coming on the show tonight and talking about Cali War and your experience as a player. And I think we learned a lot tonight.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it for the opportunity to talk about the team and my experience and, you know, women's football. Like, it's wonderful. So I really do appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you on the field. We'll be watching you on the field.
Yes, please. Root for Happy Feet. No.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye. Okay, that was Antoinette Borders-Frazier, a.k.a. Happy Feet of the Cali War. She is a defensive tackle, and I want to thank her again for coming on the show. To go to those Cali War website, go to CaliWar.com. I have Facebook.com/CaliWarFootball. And on their Instagram, Instagram.com/Cali.War. If you go to the notes page, you'll see I have all that listed out for you. Again, I want to thank Antoinette for coming on the show. Thank you all for listening. And next week, I'll be posting who will be on the show next week. I'm not really sure just as yet. We'll be posting that shortly. Go to fbtalknow.com if you want to get a hold of Coach Ormond. Coach@fbtalknow.com or bj@fbtalknow.com. Thank you, everybody, and have a good night. We'll see you next week.